Welcome to Dish Nation! Hey! The tea that y'all are spilling today, because I know it's juicy.
Well, Lil Wayne shocks the world. Is he engaged or is he married?
Plus, we got to see two legendary rappers put on a show last night for 420. We're going to tell you all about it.
And later, I got the chance to speak with the Puerto Rican princess herself, Jocelyn Hernandez, about her new show and more.
Yes.
Breath out, and Heidi and Frank will join us in a bit. So let's get this party started. Headcrack, what you got?
Well, clank, clank is the sound that Derek Chauvin is hearing when them bars are closing behind
him.
Because as most of you heard, he was found guilty on not one, not two, but three charges yesterday for the death of George Floyd.
Yes.
Now, a verdict that could send him to prison for a very long time. It could be even up to somewhat like 75 years.
Wow.
And it seemed like it was such a mixed energy across the world about like hearing the guilty verdict, because we're so PTSD with everything that we just felt like some level of justice wouldn't be served.
But that was a big win, you know, for the family. You know, when you talk about full justice, it's on the civil and the criminal side.
Yeah.
So for him to face his day and be indicted on all three charges is, you know, a big step forward. At this point, of course, you know, the fight is not over. So now I feel like those other cops need to be also in court. They also need to be charged.
I mean, Sherry, as a mother, I mean, I saw the picture that you posted after the news, you know, as a person who's raising a young man in this, you know, turbulent society, what was running through your mind?
You know, I was so emotional, HK, that I ran upstairs and I just had to hug my son, because every day that Jeffrey even rides his bike to Starbucks, I'm scared.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you get hit, murdered, going to wash a car your parents gave you, you know, or you didn't serve your country and you get pepper sprayed, I'm looking at my little boy going, you can tell he's a child, but to other people, he looks threatening. And how do I equip my baby to survive out there in this world that does not like him because of his skin color? I'm scared.
Man.
I pray, but I'm scared.
Right.
We got justice today, but not even 30 minutes later, something else happens.
Yeah, but you know, cases like this, when we get a win like this for the community, for the justice system, it sets a precedent. You know what I mean? And at least you have this particular case where we won it. So if this happens again, you better know these cops, they will hopefully think second or think twice about killing somebody.
All right, well, y'all, surprise, surprise, Lil Wayne might be getting married, or he might be an engaged man right now.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Here's the thing. Fans are speculating that Wayne got hitched or popped the question after he tweeted, happiest man alive. Today is the beginning of our forever. Wait, forever? Forever, ever? Forever, ever? But he's been in an on-again, off-again relationship with Denise Bedeau for the past year. And just last week, he shared a video of the model on the beach writing their names in the sand. Okay, you know when you write your name in the sand.
Hey, well, he's definitely talking about her then.
When you write each other's name in sand, it's pretty much a wrap. So, yeah, they're married.
And if it truly is her, that's dope, because they broke up and they got back together, proving that love was stronger than whatever, you know, made them take a little break.
Yeah.
I think he's marriage material if you keep him sedated. But once he get out of this...
Dating Gary. Honestly, though, when he talked about Trump, so yeah, you might be right.
I don't know.
All right, well, moving on, talk about a great 420, y'all. First, Derek Chauvin was found guilty, and then Red Man and the MATHOD man blessed us with a How High 420 versus battle yesterday on IG, and they killed it, y'all. They absolutely killed it. It was a high energy performance with special guests, on point camera angles, and the battle event was more like a full-blown Red and Meth concert from back in the day, highlighting the 25 years of bond in music between these two artists. Man, it was absolutely amazing. I'm a super fan of both artists, and I gotta tell you, it was a good time.
I watched it and I loved everything about it, but I don't know about anybody else. Method Man really made my uterus jump. I'm not gonna lie.
Really?
I I don't have crushes in the entertainment industry. I do not. But Method Man is literally my crush. I am so in love with this man.
Listen, ooh. Method Man been my crush forever, Sherry. Like, that
really?
Man, it's almost like he's getting finer. Like, he's getting better every single year. It's ridiculous.
HK, what did you think of the battle, HK? And what was your favorite moment, brother?
I'm going to jump out the window and say, arguably, it was, if not the best versus battle in the history of versus battles.
Wow.
Easily top three.
I agree,
it was the first versus battle that I actually picked the outfit out for to wear. I posted it on my IG.
Yes.
Yo, it was a concert. You had all types of special guests. And my favorite moment had to be when Redman did Superman Lover 3 and Method Man was holding his cape for him.
Yeah,
it made it seem like Redman was flying. Like, teamwork from top to bottom.
That's it.
Chat was lit, yo.
Well, can I say this to Method Man? I just want to say to Method Man, if you could pop over to Atlanta, pick up Porsche, and then pop over to LA and pick me up, we'll go on a double date with you. How's that sound, Porsche?
Wow.
It sounds good, but he might not make it to you, Sherry. Okay? He's going to be locked
over here. What you going to do?
Wow. Okay.
You're going to be smoking on some of that Pete Willie.
Well, y'all, speaking of fine-ass men, my, y'all. Jamie Foxx sure looks good today. That's right, y'all. So Jamie Foxx is gearing up to portray the former heavyweight boxing champion Mike Tyson on the screen. And he got all the ladies and some of the gentlemen, Gary, ready to risk it all after he posted this photo on Instagram of him topless with his two dogs, King and Kong. Now, this is my first time seeing it. There were dogs there until I read it just now because I ain't seen no damn dogs. But, y'all, he is looking super ripped and amazing. What y'all think?
I can't
wait. It's like 50s the new 24.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got all these people in their 50s keeping it together. It's inspiring.
Jamie is such a multi-hyphenate, and he's so gifted in impersonating and putting on the body. I can see Oscar already.
Yo, and line his awards up already because he's about to get it.
And line the oil up, too, because I think he just need a little oil on that body, baby. That body like
he do, Portia.
Oil.
Who want to put it on a Porsche?
I can do it, Bob.
I know you do.
Y'all fast and nasty. All right, so let's bounce this ball over here to L.A. where Heidi has some news about who's trying to get with Kim Kardashian. Heidi, what's up?
Well, Kim Kardashian is single, but she's not ready to mingle yet. But it's not stopping these suitors from shooting their shot. I mean, why not? And she really is attracting the cream of the crop. Now, a source close to Kim says, quote, people are reaching out through mutual friends to set her up with everyone from the royal family members.
Oh, come on.
To A-list actors, to athletes, to billionaire CEOs. So there are a lot of people who are interested.
Royal family members who?
Well, it doesn't say British royal family. It could be another royal family, maybe. Unless Charles is like, you know, I've always thought about dumping Camilla to the curb. But Kim Kardashian's making it very clear she's keeping her options open. She doesn't want to date anyone who's using her for the spotlight. And get this, she's looking for privacy.
So she's looking for someone ironic.
Yeah.
She's looking just for a regular guy.
I don't think she's looking for a regular guy.
She is. This is for the chance for the regular guy to shoot their shot.
But for the regular guy, she's got to worry about, is he getting with me because of fame or because of my money? If she gets with somebody who is a billionaire CEO, it's like, I'm a billionaire CEO. I don't need your money. I'm only here for that ass. I don't know what else I am.
We've got a lot more to dish about, so stay tuned.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, we have heard of celebs crashing parties before, but check this out. Real Housewives of New Jersey star Dolores Catania wanted to party, so she popped into a random couple's wedding reception. Apparently, Dolores stayed about an hour mingling with guests who turned out to be Housewives fans. And before she left, Dolores sent the couple $250 on Venmo. So, what do y'all think about that?
That was kind of nice of her.
That's what you're supposed to do. Because when you go to a wedding, I pay for all this food, all the decorations, so that you can give me a nice gift. So, if you're going to bring your ass to eat, you need to be leaving a gift. So, that was perfect.
So, Portia, you think that was nice, Portia, that she gave them $250? Shouldn't she be a real housewife and do more? She could have rounded off and gave them five at least, $250 apiece.
So, who taught you how to add? You don't round no $250 to five. $500?
What kind of trigonometry class you in?
Gary.
I swear to God, my worst fear is to crash a party as a celebrity, and then you there, and they like, who are you?
Right.
That's even better.
With me with the rib. No, it's not, because you get all of the play.
But Sherry, that's when you say you're Octavia Spencer, and you'll be fine. You'll be good.
Yes, don't worry about Chewy. That's what I'm going to do. Absolutely.
All right, so switching gears a bit. 7-year-old Journey Hoffmeyer has had a rough time lately and is due to unwanted haircuts. Now, this little girl who is biracial was on a school bus going home when another student cut off some of her long, curly hair.
Wow,
so her dad, Jimmy, took her to a salon where a stylist gave her an asymmetrical cut to make the different lengths of hair like a little less obvious, right? So then Journey went back to school and a white teacher cut her hair again.
Wow.
Just to even it out.
Oh.
Now, obviously, Journey's parents was upset. The school has since issued a press release admitting what happened was wrong, and they have apologized to the family.
First of all, no teacher, this is what you do. You call the parents. First of all, before you do anything physical to a child, you call the parents and you ask.
Right.
You don't take it upon yourself. This is not math or reading or English. It is cutting a little girl's hair. You don't do that. I'm so pissed off. I would sue them in court.
Yeah. Oh. As a parent, I'd want to fight the parents.
First of all, PJ don't have these golden curly locks that's going to grow back in a week, okay? So if you cut my baby hair, you messing up years of me greasing that scalp, putting castor oil on it, braiding it, taking care of it. Now, I'm going to beat your ass.
But we're missing the whole point on this. Okay, now, little Journey, honey, her daddy, listen to what this story said. Her daddy went picked her up, not her mama. Her daddy took her to a damn beauty shop. He probably took her to Keisha's, and Keisha cut her hair asymmetric. That's a black hairstyle. The teacher was white. Mm. She brought her back to school, and the teacher probably thought the hairstyle was messed up.
Right.
And even it out. Thank you. So, no. I mean, it's not a...
But to quote the book of Keisha, Gary, the same thing that so many black women say when it comes to their children. Tell that to stay out of my baby head.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. Guess what time it is? It is time for deal time. Yes. And we've got a beautiful set of jewelry by Diamond Muse. You can get your choice of gold-plated diamond accent hoop earrings or a 1-carat real diamond circle link tennis bracelet. Ooh, yes.
Now, these earrings, honey, make a bold statement, honey. They are beautiful, honey. And the bracelet, y'all, is timeless and sophisticated and stunning.
And they make the perfect gift for Mother's Day or just a little something-something for yourself.
Ooh, and baby, they are available in sterling silver, rose gold-plated, or yellow gold-plated. So, Headcrack, tell us, honey, how much are these girls?
Now, Gary, these earrings have been seen as high as $99, and the bracelets pretty much for as high as $929. But for the Dish Nation viewers, the earrings are just $29 and the bracelet is just $99.
Oh, my God.
That's a good deal.
You know what to do? Go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, coming up, I'm talking to the star of Jocelyn's Cabaret, Atlanta, the Puerto Rican princess herself, Jocelyn Hernandez. So don't go nowhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. I have a real-life princess with me. You already know, you've seen her on TV, and now she's producing her own show, Jocelyn Hernandez.
Hola, Papi Chewy. ¿Cómo estás?
What's up, Mama? How you doing?
Whatever. Thanks for having me. I'm chilling. I'm in Miami. It's hot. It's pretty. It's beautiful.
Of course, we have you here today on the show to talk about this new show. Congratulations, Felicidades. Talk to me about it, man. What's it about?
Jocelyn's Cabaret, Atlanta. I mean, I'm sure you've seen a couple of the clips that are going out in the media. We had 7 million views on Twitter from a couple of those clips. So, you know, Jocelyn's Cabaret, Atlanta is amazing. It's first season. I don't think the ladies really understood that I was going to take Jocelyn's Cabaret, the actual show, to Vegas and have an actual show where people come and see us. I know you're going to come see us. I know you're going to come see the ladies at Jocelyn's Cabaret where we set up shop in Vegas, right?
Oh, yeah. So, I'm going to be there. And tell me, you know, being head of a cabaret now, what are some things that you will not tolerate and will absolutely get you kicked out the house or kicked out the competition?
Well, you know, I kicked a couple of them out, but, you know, they begged to stay. because they didn't want to go back. They didn't want to go back to the ghetto. You know, they want to stay. They want to stay in the wealthy area. You know.
Hey, Jocelyn, I'll be the same too. Listen, like, please, Jocelyn, don't kick me out.
What's not gonna get you kicked out of the house is understanding where the cabaret meets greatness and where it's going. And if you're here and you say you want to join Jocelyn's Cabaret and you want to support me and you want to actually, you know, stop doing the old stuff and become the new you, it's all I really want the ladies to do. And being executive producer of it, it's just really just even better for me.
There's $10,000 up for grabs. Is this $10,000 or is this 10,000 Ush bucks, the Usher dollars? Is this real?
It's definitely
is this real cash money, Jocelyn?
It's definitely hardcore cash.
Yeah, I love that. So what, are we going to see you on the big screen playing Diamond for the Players Club? Like, what's up? Like, I need to see that, Jocelyn. Is that happening?
You know what? I thought about it, but honestly, me playing Diamond, I wouldn't be doing it justice because Jocelyn's Cabaret is bigger and it's better and it's more entertaining. You can't compare the two. You just cannot. Jocelyn's Cabaret, Atlanta's reality. And the Players Club is a movie. Jocelyn's Cabaret Atlanta is real, real, and this is what we do, and this is who we are.
So, Jocelyn, what can we expect from the show this season?
It's about to be on and popping. It was madness in the house. After that homicide comment, everything just kept going and kept going, and more fights and more arguments and just more craziness, and I just could not deal with it. Episode 2 is about to be epic. The show airs every Sunday on Suits Network at 5 p.m., There you have Jocelyn's Cabaret Atlanta.
You heard the Puerto Rican princess right here on Dish Nation, man. Go check out my girl's show and support her.
This is the Puerto Rican princess, Jocelyn Hernandez, and there's going to be more Dish Nation after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Kate Winslet is a proud mama. In a recent interview, the Oscar winner said her daughter, Mia Thrapleton, has been booked and busy in Tinseltown without anyone knowing that's her daughter because of their different last names. Check it out.
What's been really great for her is that she has a different surname. So that initial job out of the gate, she slipped right under the radar and the people who cast her had absolutely no idea that she was my daughter. And of course, that was my biggest fear and most important for her self-esteem, of course.
People know she's Kate Winslet's daughter. Like, executives know, casting directors, producers know that they're related. Like, come on, y'all.
In Hollywood, it's very difficult to get an agent when you're not even known.
Right.
It's so hard. So for you to go in and be Kat and you're working and busy in Tinseltown, they know that your mama is an Oscar winner, Kate Winslet. It sounds good, though, that you're coming in.
When I was up for the Dish Nation gig, they were like, yo, just so you know, that's Chewy Schwarzenegger. Yeah, there was...
Is that what you put on your resume, Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
I'm going to start telling everybody in Hollywood, Heidi Hamilton is my sister.
If you want to get blacklisted right away, go ahead and do that.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.